Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 7th of November, 2014. 1492, on this day, a meteor fell from the sky near the town of Ensisheim in Alsace, France. People jumped into the hole in the ground and chipped off pieces of it for souvenirs. But even after all those pieces had been hacked off, it still weighed almost 300 pounds. It was one of the oldest recorded meteorites to hit the Earth. It's the birthday of the Russian revolutionary Leon Trotsky, born in Ukraine, 1879, one of the Bolsheviks who overthrew the Russian Tsar and established the communist regime, later opposed Stalin and became an enemy of the Soviet government. Leon Trotsky, who said, "Learning carries within itself certain dangers because out of necessity one has to learn from one's enemies." It's the birthday of the screenwriter Herman Mankiewicz, born in New York City, 1897, who, once when he was in New York, said, "Oh, to be back in Hollywood, wishing I was back in New York." He co-wrote the script for Citizen Kane with Orson Welles. It's the birthday of Albert Camus, the Algerian-born French writer born in Mondovi in French Algeria in 1913. His father died early in World War I. His mother, who was half-deaf, took work as a cleaning lady to support the family. For most of his childhood, Camus and his older brother lived alongside the mother, grandmother, and a paralyzed uncle in a two-room apartment in the working-class section of Algiers. Albert Camus, active in the French resistance during the Second World War, who rejected communism and whose second novel, The Plague, was an attempt to transcend nihilism and the negativity of his contemporaries, such as Jean-Paul Sartre. Here's a poem for today by Philip Schultz, entitled Husband. What could be more picturesque than us eating lobster on the water, the sun vanishing over the horizon, willing once again to allow us almost any satisfaction? William James said marriage was overlooking, yes, but also overlapping opinions, histories, the truth of someone not you sitting across the table, seeing the you can't bear to, the face behind the long fable in the mirror. Freud said, "We're cured when we see ourselves the way a stranger does in moments. Am I the eye she tried to save, still lopsided with trying to be a little less or more, escaping who I was a moment ago? Here, now, us, sipping wine, in this candlelit pause, in the charm of the ever-casting sky, every gesture, familiar, painfully endearing, the I of me, the she of her, the us only we know, alone, together, all these years, call it what you like, happiness or failure, the discreet curl of her bottom lip, the hesitant green of her eyes, still lovely with surprise." Husband, a poem by Philip Schultz from his collection Failure, published by Harcourt Incorporated and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.